Welcome to the Life After Kids podcast with Drs. Brooke and Lynn. We're getting real, raw, and vulnerable on all things midlife. We're sharing our friendship of over 20 years, and we're having honest conversations about our struggles and what it really takes to live a meaningful life after kids.
So brew your coffee or steep your tea and pull up a chair. Let's have a chat. Together, we'll rewrite the next chapter and show midlife who's boss. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Life After Kids with Drs. Brooke and Lynn. I'm Dr. Brooke.
And I'm Dr. Lynn. And this is Nellie.
And hello, Nellie. Oh, you have to go to YouTube if you're listening, because this dog is a treat for the eyes. Uh-huh. She's right on Dr. Lynn's left.
She's my baby.
She's a Frenchie, and she thinks she owns the world. Okay. We have a great topic of conversation. Tell them what it is.
We're talking about getting motivated when you have more time, now that you have more time, as we go into an empty nest.
Yeah, this is, for me, I feel like the more time I have on my hands, the less time I have. It's so weird. I feel like I get my best work done and the most stuff done when I'm so busy that I don't know where I'm going to fit it in.
Isn't that funny?
It's so odd.
There's a law for that.
Tell us what it is.
It's called Parkinson's Law.
Of course you know this law.
So, well, it is. It's very true, because the amount of work that you have, so say you have a very long to-do list, you're going to get it, but you don't have this much time to get it done. Think about that. You're going to be far more productive. You're going to have to act quickly. There's no procrastination. You're going to have to break it up into chunks and make sure that you execute. Versus if you have a little bit amount of work, but the same amount of time, that's what Parkinson's law speaks to. It just says the work will expand to fill the period of time available for what you have for the deadline.
So in other words, if you have all of this time in your hand, you're going to take all that time
and not do one thing. More work. Exactly.
Even though it could be done in an hour, because.
Right. And this is why I love you, mom, but my retired mom, it's like, oh, she's got to go to.
Why is it always going back to our mothers?
This office or that office. And it's like, oh, that's a whole day. And, you know, you got to leave like a half hour early. And yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. This is a really, I love this conversation. And you're probably going to have more to say about it than me, but I do see it play out in my life. And I notice even, so when a weekend comes around, or if I've been working really hard on something, mm-hmm. and then I get to a Friday or whatever day it is that I have, I know that I have just a couple things to do, but then I'm going to, for some reason, I will find myself dragging it out, mm-hmm. not being productive. And then it takes me. And then sometimes it ends up that I get towards the end of the day, I'm like, crap, I still have to do this. Yeah. And then I'm scurrying to try to get it done.
It's just a product of like who we are as people, that we are productive people born from generations of worker bees, mm-hmm. right? And so I found that too. It's like you're very, very busy, you feel productive, and then you get to a weekend and all you can think all week is like, oh, I can't wait to have a day off. And then you get a day off and you're like, oh, what am I doing now?
Yeah.
And I think that's what it's like in your empty nest. I think your kids have been getting older and it's so busy, you think it's going to get a little quieter when they're driving themselves, but with sports and high school activities, just everything for us is ramped up.
Yeah.
And I think you kind of have this tendency to peer in the future and think, okay, well, when she leaves home, I'll have a little bit more time.
Yes.
But it'll be that same, well, what now?
Then what? Yeah.
Then what?
And that's where there's a range of moms in our community, right? Some of them are, to your point, if you're still high school years, even a little bit college, but I think more with the kids at home, like things maybe ramped up even more than usual. Mm-hmm. But then there's a lot of our moms that are on the other side of that, where the kids are either in college or they're actually out on their own, where that's where you're really at the place of, oh my goodness, what now?
Yeah.
You know, and I might be, my situation, I might be feeling a sense of that because my kids are older. One's out of the house, the next one's leaving the house, and the other one is, you know, high school. So AJ, he could be living on his own right now. Like, he's the one that sometimes says to me, you know, mom, you do have to parent me sometimes. To which I respond, you're welcome, because that's why you're so self-sufficient. anyway, I'm getting off track. My point is, if we had not taken on Life After Kids together, this yes. community and this business and all these other things that we're doing, throw in that for me right now, we're moving. I might be me looking around going, I job. Am, what's that?
And me with my full-time
job. And you job. With a full-time job, right? Doing all this, we might both be what some of the women in our community are going yeah. like, I don't know what to do.
No, I mean, and not everybody's going to start a business with their best friend like right. we did, but that certainly solved our problem.
Yes.
In fact, you know, and this all came up for us years ago when I would have that feeling a lot where I would think, okay, I got this done. I got that done. Now what? Like, I'm just looking for what does it all mean? And I want more ways to challenge myself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then we had those series of conversations and you were feeling the same thing. And that was our solution for it. But if you're out there and listening, I think to go back to that Parkinson's law, I don't want to overdo it on the geeky side, but I do feel
overdo
like
it, girl.
That's me, right?
Yeah.
I do think that awareness of that is step one, because the last thing you want to do is get into an empty nest, have fewer things to do, and now start just taking your normal to-dos and stretching them out mm-hmm. so that it takes you twice as long to mm-hmm. get something done. Because in 5 years, that's going to be hard to come back from.
Yes, absolutely. Especially, I mean, this is, we're talking to moms who are looking for something more. Yeah. Some of us, some people, and they comment, you know, well, it's time to relax.
I guess
that's
a
different story, right?
Yes.
There's two
sides to the story. So let's talk about that, because I've did a post recently, got a lot of people. We were talking about taking risks and putting yourself out there.
Yep.
And a lot of people are like, I'm done taking risks. I've been risking. I think there's a place of survival. If you have been really just, you know, hustling out there to get your kids raised, to
yep.
you're working hard, maybe multiple jobs, and you know, you are ready for a rest. Absolutely. You'll know that because you'll have been in that fight or flight for so long.
Yep.
And you do need to take some time then when you get to that down place where sure. you can downshift and, you know, do right by yourself and just relax for a minute. But once you're rested, if you rest and recharge properly, right? Resting, that's like me. On the weekends, resting and recharging for me is not laying on the couch and watching 5 hours of Netflix.
Yeah.
Because I won't feel rested after it.
Yeah.
I'll feel
ugh.
A little numbed.
Yeah.
I will have probably been entertained, but that's not what we're wanting. We're wanting to live.
Yes.
You're not saying I want to not be so busy. I want to feel alive. I want to do things that make me feel connected. I want to do things that make me remind me that I'm alive, yes. right? That's what we're actually asking for on our weekends or in our downtime. But back to the woman who's, you know, getting into the empty nest and she's been hustling. So take your rest, but that's not going to last forever. You're not going to need to be in that restful state forever unless you really did the number on yourself.
Yes.
You know, at some point that rest is going to become, you're going to have more of the rest and you're going to need the opposite. Life is all about that balance.
There, I think there is a balance. And I think that goes, that conversation goes back to the, you know, the most important needs for moms in this phase of life. We did a podcast. If you haven't checked it out, go back to that. But some of us are requiring more just certainty now, and some of us need more mm-hmm. something new, right? So there's spontaneity, right? And new things. But I wonder if this just occurred to me as we're having this conversation, you know, so many of us are talking about even in our membership community, just, you know, the kids are feeling so sad, almost a bit of grief with the kids moving on. But I wonder if it's more, less about the kids growing up and moving on, because we all know that's a natural part of life. And that's what we want for our kids at the mm-hmm. end of the day. That's why we worked all these years, is to get them independent and to launch into the world. So I wonder if it's less about that and more about all this time on our hands that we're not sure what to do with, that, you know, we are misplacing the focus. And if we put the focus on, oh, like my kids are grown and it's so sad and the time went by so fast, and we put the focus there instead of, oh my gosh, I'm feeling this way. I'm feeling disconnected with my life. I'm feeling lost, not because of that, but because I'm in a state of unbalance. I don't know what's next. If we can at least acknowledge that, then that allows us to put our energy and focus on, okay, well, what am I going to do?
Yes.
And when we start to put our energy and focus on that, suddenly our mindset shifts. And now we can.
Yeah, I think you have to. That was so good and so right. And that's the reason we're here doing what we're doing. Because if it was just about being sad with the kids leaving, then we could hold your hand and we could say, you know, I feel you. But there would be nothing to talk about beyond that.
Right.
Right. So it is more about yourself. And I do think that it requires a bit of bravery to actually look at that. Because if you're that person who is stuck and you're staying in that place where it's like, I'm so sad, one of two things, either it's never occurred to you that it's not about them leaving. It's that you now need a new purpose.
Yep.
Or two, you're afraid to look at that. You may think that, but you're afraid to look at yourself because you are lacking a little bit of confidence.
Yeah.
Around what it is that you can do, or you're just feeling overwhelmed about taking that first step and making a change.
And I'll add a third, that you, if you acknowledge that and start to move on, it negates the importance of all those years you had with your kids.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to, but it's almost like, but if I go on to this new thing, then I really have to let go of all those years with them. And I do, and maybe we don't realize we do that, but I think that's there on a subconscious level too.
Do you think that has to, so that didn't occur to me. So let's talk about that. Do you think that has to kind of comes from a place of like feeling very, very important as a mom to your kids, like almost like a significance place, like.
So many moms in the Life After Kids community are seeking more purpose now that their kids are grown. But over and over again, we hear this one thing. I don't know where to start. That's why we created the Life After Kids Goals Framework and User's Guide. It's the one tool you need to design your new chapter, and it will show you where to start. The best part is it's free. Use the link go.lifeafterkids.com/goals-framework to get yours now. That's go.lifeafterkids.com/goals-framework. Let's get started redesigning our life today. Yes.
You know, like,
if and worried you're not going to get that right on your next
yes.
thing.
Yes. And that maybe if you let go that's of a that, good question. You won't be significant in the way that you felt or thought of yourself in that identity that you have.
That's very interesting. And maybe it is. Because it's always the known versus the unknown. And you know, like, your kids need you. You know how much you meant to them. You know that for a long period of time, they weren't surviving without you.
Yep.
That's a big role. That's a huge responsibility, and it's very fulfilling. So right when you're at this next point, it's, can you, I think you're asking the question, can you feel that fulfilled, or is it, you don't know. You don't know what's on the other side of that.
You don't know. We're here to tell you it is possible.
Yes.
You just need to take the right actions at the right time and know some things about yourself. But I wonder as well if unconsciously, unwittingly, some women set themselves up, because I've had a couple of women, you know, reach out about their kids and troubles as they get older. And I'm not suggesting anybody would do this on purpose, but if you have that real deep sense of significance about who you are as a mom and the role you play in your kids, which we all have a certain amount of that, but I mean, like, above and beyond maybe what would be healthy, then that could play into them. You may be enabling them a little bit.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Because you create situations for them to constantly need you, because then you're fulfilling the purpose that you have.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is that's not necessarily helping them either. You're not helping yourself and you're not helping them.
It's not super healthy for you or for them.
Yeah.
We know this. But the solution is the place where you've probably just never saw that, which is, there is something out there for you.
Yeah.
You just need to find it.
Yeah. You know?
And it can be super simple.
Yes.
Yes.
Or it could be super extravagant.
It could be.
It could be all different levels.
I love that.
It could be, I don't want to see any of us in this phase of life sell ourselves short.
Yes. I love it.
Life is too short for that.
And we're here to get you to think about what's possible.
Yes. Did we sidetrack too far from this topic?
No. So that's a great point. So what's possible? How do you know? We get asked that all the time. So step one is awareness of that Parkinson's law. You're going to have more free time. You're going to need a purpose. It's awareness around that. You want to be there for your kids, but you need a new role in addition to being that mother, because we've got time on our hands now, right? We were laid off. We're seasonal workers now.
All right, I want to interject something before you go on to the next point, because if you're listening and you're still in the throes of mass craziness because you've got high schoolers and moving and shifting parts, still listen and heed this advice, because these are maybe some things that's just to keep in mind for what's coming.
Absolutely.
But also that you can slowly start to put in place now so you're ready. I think the worst thing is to not start to prepare yourself mentally and then get there. And
by the way, if that is you, you are a true rock star and I love you.
Yeah.
And thanks for being here, because you're so wise to be proactive on this stuff.
Amazing. Yep.
Okay. So step two is looking at our schedule to possibly take on more. Okay. Because unless you're in that really super fight or flight and you just need a rest, then go take a 3-month sabbatical, do lots of walks and get out in nature, do restful things, and then come back getting ready to do this. But we're not just going to, so once you're rested, you're not going to just take on more. You're going to take on the right kind of more. You're going to take on some things that are lighting you up inside. How do we know what those things are? So we talk about the clues to talent, or the clues to the places where you have some genius. All right. So the activities that you're doing when time just flows, right? Can you think of anything where you're just like, you sit down and probably your work now? I mean, you're so talented in your strengths and what you do on the backside for Life After Kids, but I'm sure you look up and a couple hours have just flown by.
Well, my husband gets mad because he thinks I work too much. Because I work from home now, and he'll be like, Brooke, like, what's going on? Can you and I have dinner together? The kid, things are going on. And I'm like, well, what time is it? And it's 7 o'clock at night and I have no idea.
Wow. Okay.
I can really get lost in my work.
There's those balances, but you're obviously finding something that lights you up.
Yes. And by the way, can I just say something real quick here? I had no idea going into this business, this Life After Kids community with you, that was it. I think the point I'm trying to get across is I had no idea that it was going to be that way for me. I thought I was excited about it, but I didn't. You know, because you can get into something that's for you, but it just is like work and a task, and you put it, you know that too. You would put it off because you just, you know what I mean? It doesn't necessarily light you up. I didn't know going into this for sure. Sometimes my point is sometimes you don't know until you try.
So good. And I was just going to pull from that is we didn't know and you won't know, but you have to do something.
Yes.
And life has a way of bringing you to where you need to be.
Yes.
Even if it's wrong thing that you start, you could meet somebody there who leads you into something that you really love.
Yeah.
Or you could say, I really know I don't like that. And I've always wondered if I would. And now I know. So I'm going to close that door and move on to something else. There's no wrong move, only not making a move. That's the only wrong thing that you can make that you could do. So step one is awareness, knowing that you're going to have more time, knowing you're going to need a purpose. Step two is evaluating our schedule, doing more. Talked about the clues to talent. So the first one, how do you know what you love? Time flows. The second thing, we learn fast. So, I mean, the way that you've taught yourself how to build funnels and a website and all the things. I mean, obviously you had some aptitude for it. What is that thing for you? Where do you demonstrate some aptitude, some prodigy behavior kind of thing where it's like, oh, maybe it's a language and you're just, you have a memory or you have a gift for it. Maybe that's your thing. The third thing, we yearn for more. So we just want to do more of it. When we put that thing down, we just want to do more of it. And by the way, this can be a hobby. Hobbies can be fulfilling and can bring us joy. And we're going to talk about hobbies in reference to Enneagram on a future podcast.
Yeah.
But It could be contributing back to a charity. It could be work that you're doing that you found that's just like really satisfying.
Can I say one thing real quick? So you just said that hobbies can be really satisfying.
Yeah.
I want to say something else to that, because they can also be gifts to other people. Hmm. I think we talk a lot about purpose and work or contributing that's going to give back to the world. And the example that I want to just bring up is my mother-in-law, Karen. She's passed. But when she retired, she had crocheted in the past, like her whole family did it, but she started to really crochet and she started making,
you still have that hat she crocheted for Lila.
Yeah, exactly. So that's my point. She just loved it. It relaxed her. She enjoyed it. She spent a lot of time doing it, but it wasn't just a hobby. It ended up blessing so many people, because she would make hats and scarves and blankets and even shawls. And she gave you, like, all my friends, Sarah, my other really good friend, all her kids have adorable little crocheted hats with flowers. I have scarves. She would give them. I mean,
yeah.
So, you know, you're and right. Then she what started going to art shows and selling them too. That's but awesome. My point is, a hobby, even if you don't turn it into a business, it can be a blessing to other people.
Yeah. I think of Gail, who's a good family friend, and she just loves to bake and cook. And
there you go.
She's very systematic about it. She makes her, like, St. Patrick's Day is a big holiday for her. So she makes her little chocolates with the green chocolate and, you know, gives them to people, and people are now know to expect it on that holiday.
And it's so great.
And it's such a blessing. Yep. Okay. So we yearn for more. Satisfaction. We just get immense satisfaction. That kind of goes without saying. It's kind of obvious, but also we have some of that excellence. So that goes hand in hand with learning fast, but we're seen by others as being very competent in this thing. It's not something that we feel like, you know, have to question really that if we're good at it.
Yeah.
So if you're lucky enough to find one of those activities that meets all five of those criteria in your life, then that's amazing. Some of you will find more than one, but it all comes back to how you're wired and what you're talented in. And that's where you should be spending time. So doing more of that and less of the things that don't mean as much to ourselves.
I love it. That's amazing. Yes. I go on.
No. And I think just, you know, the whole topic is getting motivated when you have more time, remembering that we want to combat that natural decline of putting out things into the world as we age, right? We just sort of have that in our brain that it's like, we're going to get a little bit older and we're going to get a little bit less productive, maybe less output coming out. And I just think that why not just spin that around and say, no, that's not for me, you know? And I think that's very possible. And I think it's a mindset shift.
For sure. And I said this on a previous podcast, I'm going to sound like a broken record here, but if you are waking up and you still have breath in your lungs, you still have things to do.
Yeah.
You still have things to do.
Yeah.
You're here for a reason, and there's something for you to do. Don't waste the life you have.
No.
You know? So I think that's really important. And I would say, maybe, I hope I'm not over talking here, but just going back to having more time and the day can just get away from you. I would say a piece of advice there, just on time management, not on necessarily finding what will motivate you, but just from a time management perspective, so that you don't end up with your day went by and you did nothing and you're going to bed. There's nothing for me worse than that feeling. And then if you get stuck in a cycle of that, it can really...
We call it Groundhog's Day in our house.
Yes.
Oh, it's Groundhog's Day.
And I can imagine so many of our moms are feeling that way because it just the day, you know what I mean? So I would say, as a piece of advice there, is keep a planner, whether that's in your... We both have planners that we like, but keep somewhere that you can either write down or keep... note, even if you have an open day and you can get the stuff done, you need to do it anytime. Mark it in your planner, in your calendar, what time you're going to do it, how long you think it's going to take. And then the gaps, if you have open gaps, leave them. You know, maybe you fill that space in with, you're going to read a book, or you're going to go for a walk, or you're going to, if you can organize your day in that way, even the week, you know, and then that's going to keep you on track and keep you doing things, as opposed to just sitting down. And
it's
it might
just
not
be more intentional.
about what you're going to do with your day.
And you plan it out. That's just, instead of, you know, going with the wind, you're going to say, well, no, these are the three things that are really important to me today.
Yes.
And it could be something like, I want to go to bed and feel like I had a win.
Yep.
What is that win going to be?
Yep.
And just writing those things down.
Yep. And it, and in your day could look like, you know, it's simple things. It could just be, in the morning, I'm going to move my body for 30 minutes. At lunchtime, I'm going to go outside and take a couple deep breaths. Yep. I'm going to read this book that I've been wanting to get to for 30 minutes here. I'm going to, you know, but the more that we, not that we have to have a completely solid regimen a day, but the more that we list the things and have them down, at least for me,
yep,
then I get to them and I write down it. Like, thing, you know, things that should just be mindless for me to do. But if it's there, I know I'm going to get to it.
Yes. Yeah. I love a to-do list too. And if it's on my list, it gets done. Yep. So I like to write it down.
But that doesn't have to be chores is what I'm saying.
Right.
It doesn't have to be work related. It doesn't have to be chores. It could be anything that you want to get done in that day.
I love that. Lastly, or there's two last points here I have. Needing to be motivated and procrastination are signs or clues to tune mm-hmm. into. Okay. So if you are, we're talking about getting motivated when you have more time. If it's really something that you're supposed to be working on and you're just holding off and digging your heels in, what actually is going on there?
Yeah.
Right. Is this thing that you're doing just not right for you?
Yep.
And you think it is, but or it's supposed to be right for you, but it's really not hitting you in your heart center? Or is it that you're afraid? You don't think you have the right stuff to get the job done.
Yep.
And you just need to...
some training.
And some better mind talk.
Yep.
But yeah, don't ignore that. So if it's really a case of, you know, you're just moping around and your days are flying by and you're not getting a whole lot done, what is behind that?
Yeah.
And, you know, oftentimes it comes back to our self-esteem and just our view of ourselves, and we can help you work on that.
Yes. And I want to add something here too, because it could be that you are either emotionally unbalanced, a little off, or it could be something physical too. And I say that physical meaning hormones, because I actually have a good friend who I walked with this. She's normally a go-getter and getting stuff done and running businesses and doing all these things, several kids in the house that she's launched into the world. And she got to this place where she couldn't, exactly what you were saying. She was putting things off. She just didn't feel like she wanted to do it. It had nothing to do with the work she was doing. It was stuff she always did. It had everything to do with her hormones being so out of balance that she could not overcome the way she was feeling. And that's why in our membership community and in our master classes, the coursework that we have to work on there, one of those touches on that, because sometimes this stuff doesn't come down to
the effect of your estrogen and your progesterone plummeting. It's very real.
Right.
And physical effects.
And I'm glad you brought up that question to ask yourself, like, why are you procrastinating? Why don't you feel motivated? And the answer, and only you can determine that, but the answer very well may be, this isn't right for me. I need to pivot. Or I need to work on my mindset, or I need to get better training so I have more confidence. Yep. But the other, I hate to throw another wrench in but we have to address all of this. The other answer could be, I'm eating garbage that makes me foggy and I can't think well enough to get the stuff done that I need to, or my hormones are a mess and I can't get my thoughts together and I don't have the energy to do what I need to.
Love it. You have to be physically well and balanced in order to get that
and
good output
too.
For emotional and mental.
So my point is, don't mistake this isn't the right thing for me with it's just something's going on either emotionally or physically that needs to be addressed.
And we'll talk more about hormones when we talk in a future episode. And then lastly, I have on here just reframing the job, and I have the air quotes with that, our tasks, whatever you want to say that, with gratitude. I mean, if you're not motivated and you have something to do and you're just like, again, dragging your heels just because it's boring or it doesn't light you up on the inside, but it's something you have to do. And you're saying, Dr. Lynn, Dr. Brooke, like, I have to take care of my mom right now, or I don't have this space for myself because of this commitment or whatever, then if it's a, we just need to make the best of this situation, one of the best ways to do that is to reframe that using gratitude. Like you said, I have breath in my lungs. Mm-hmm. I get to do this. Mm-hmm. I get to share these final years with my mom. I am grateful I live in a country where I'm not getting bombed every mm-hmm. day, or whatever that might be, whatever it takes for you to turn that around. And so we can get very, you know, bogged down in the what is not wrong. What is not right, rather. Right. What is wrong is always available.
Yes.
But so is what's right.
Oh, that's so good.
Comments. Yeah.
That is so true. And it could even just be, you know, you're having a day where you have too much time on your hands. And that's where you could step back and say, you know what? Thank goodness. I'm so grateful that I had the opportunity to be a mother and to raise three, however many it is, kids that are healthy and independent and doing their thing.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
You know, that's
just take a moment and to feel that it changes your whole mood. It lifts your spirit to feel that sense of gratitude. Mm-hmm. It's a game changer.
Absolutely.
It's a day changer for sure.
Yeah. That you can't discount that, right?
No.
And it really does shift your mindset.
Yep. And back to your point about being more intentional and scheduling things out and writing things down. If you haven't already, grab our goals framework.
Yes.
Because if you don't know what you're working on for the long term, it can make it where in the day to day, you're not really paying attention to what you should be working on. So that goals framework helps you to structure what it is you're working towards, how you want to design your life. So go grab that.
Yeah, that's
talk about it in the
membership podcast. Community. Yeah, on the pod. Yep. And I will link that in the show notes.
Great.
So that you all can find that there. But it's also on the website. If you go to www.lifeafterkids.com and then you click the resources tab, it's a pop down screen there.
I will look for it there.
So you can find it in both places, but I will link it so it's easy for you all to find. Do you have anything else to add?
No, that was good.
I
hope that was as helpful for you guys listening as it was for me.
It's so funny when we have these conversations because I always come off of the days that we spend together filming this, like feeling better because it's always good to revisit this stuff, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Even though we know it, you know, it's just anyway. So I hope you all feel the same way.
It's funny. We know it, but you know, we're not perfect and we don't have it all figured out. Mm-hmm. So this is helpful for us too, like you said, to just remind that and be better examples for you guys and to put it into action.
Absolutely.
So that we can show the proof of those results. So.
Absolutely.
All right.
Ladies, thank you so much for joining us. It's always a pleasure. Make sure you're following us on all of our platforms, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. We have the free Facebook group. We have the Life After Kids membership community. If you're interested in that, if you go to www.lifeafterkids.com or our link trees, you can find all of the things. Don't ever hesitate to DM us or email us if you can't
love
find what you're
questions.
Looking for.
Love your DMs.
Yeah, we love answering you. We answer all those personally. And other than that, I just hope you make the most of your day.
Love it.
Take care, ladies.
Thanks again for listening to Life After Kids. When you have a moment, please rate and review the podcast here. And if you liked our conversation, hit follow and share it with a friend. For more on Life After Kids, go to www.lifeafterkids.com. We'll be back every Sunday, and we hope you will too. Until next time,